And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app on 97.3 The Fan and on Facebook and YouTube Live. Corey Sandin and I having a great time here this morning with our buddy Captain Taro Takeuchi of the Liberty, having a really fun time. Pete Gray is down in Patagonia. Today should be the first fishing day, or at least the first day at the lodge. I was joking with him. It was a tremendous amount of travel to get down there, which is the reason he's taken a couple of weeks to get down there and enjoy that great fishing. So hopefully we'll hear from him later in the show, and if not, we'll certainly hear from him as next week rolls on. We'll get a report from some big brown trout in Patagonia. But what a show this has been already. Great tackle, great boat information. I'm really looking forward to hour number two, Corey.
I am too, Rick. And like we mentioned earlier, having Taro in studio, super cool, good friend, good dude, awesome boat, great fishing. And you want to join us, 833-288-0973. Jeff, so awesome with the fan. He's waiting for your call. Again, I'll give you the number, 833-288-0973. And they are full,
yeah,
so you'll have to wait, right? But send us a text via the app. We get all those, and we've got some ready to read. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty at the end of the show. Yeah.
We've been talking all about this great fishing. Somebody's going to get to go be a part of it, man.
I know.
It'll be a lot of fun. Well, you talked about jam-packed phone calls, Corey. Let's get into them.
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Chuck calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, you guys. Man, you talk about the gel boat, you know. Everybody on that boat just gels from the kitchen to the back rail. They make sure everybody knows what's going on at the beginning, you know, with a thorough talking and whatnot and what we're going to do. But you guys are in for the times of your lives. Both you guys are these young kids. You get to fish
awesome
with your boys and teach them your old trade. How cool is that?
It's pretty cool, Chuck.
I foresee a cuddy cabin coming to Rick's life here soon. We'll see if it gets through a summer without one.
I don't know, man. Wyatt gets pretty comfortable on that beanbag. Like, we can keep that program going for a while.
Ain't that the coolest, though, huh?
Yeah, pretty fun, Chuck, for sure. Well thanks for the kind words.
I can't wait to get back out there with you, Toro. I was just bragging about you on the hell of a trip about the day we were catching the big bass, yellowtail, or schoolies. You didn't know what was coming up at the Cornell Island. It was just an epic day, and I always brag about you guys. So
awesome. Thanks.
Have a big year. Chuck. I'll be back out this year.
Absolutely. We look forward to it.
That's a trip I want to be on.
Right? Well, hey, we had a great text come through. It says, good morning, everybody. This year, I really want to go fishing on board the Liberty. My first question is, Taro, when do you foresee starting Coronado Island trips for the season? And your opinion, what is the best time to go catch a yellowtail there? Also, do you foresee taking any of those early exploratory bluefin trips that we're starting to hear rumbles about? I hear so many good things about your boat. I can't wait to come be a part of it. That's from Doug in Claremont.
Awesome, Doug. Thank you for the text. I could foresee us getting started probably around the middle or end of March. And it'll be the island thing in the springtime, because that's probably one of our favorite times to fish, is that springtime fishing, yo-yo fishing, surface iron fishing. It's the time of year where it's that sonar ball fishing, and it's fun with the yo-yo jig. And that early season bluefin scout trips, there are some guys that are already doing it. I think there was some being seen. But we probably won't be getting into that till probably early summer, depending on how the spring goes. We have quite a few charters throughout the year that like that stuff, and you know, I could see us being offshore hopefully by July.
I've always liked how flexible you seem to keep the run with the Liberty. Like if the island's fishing is slow, you don't have a problem completely switching gears and running offshore. And then you could be fishing offshore, but see that the conditions clean up the islands and you'll switch right back to it. Like, the program has always been, we go where the best opportunity to make a catch is.
Absolutely. I mean, we love catching fish. You know, going where the best biting fish are, and going where our passengers stand a chance at getting bites. You know, so it's kind of one of those things where you have to kind of stay on top of it as the passenger, keeping up with the news and keeping up with the landing website and our Facebook and Instagram, and kind of seeing what things are happening and making sure you have your passport ready, and just in case we do switch it quickly. So it's just one of those things where we have the opportunity to do it all. So it's fun.
It's pretty cool. And you mentioned like keeping an eye on the counts and stuff happening, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes that could be like
that could shoot
an
you
enemy.
In the foot.
Oh,
yeah,
like
that could shoot you in the foot
more often than
not. And it goes that old saying of you should have been yesterday.
Right. Because if it bit for 3 days,
yeah,
and you're thinking, hey man, I'm pulling the trigger, I'm going,
yeah,
you know,
it's one of those things where if you saw the post, you bet there's a lot of other people that saw it too, and we kind of do our posts with sometimes little hidden, like, hey, you need to go, like, right now.
Right.
Without saying you need to go right now. So social media and the internet's a great tool, but also it can shoot you in the foot, and it can shoot us in the foot too. So we kind of be a little sneaky about it every once in a while. So we kind of reading in between the lines kind of helps.
Okay.
But, you know, you can't catch them from your couch, so you just there are days where you just have to go.
Right. I mean, I'd rather be out, like, booking the trip with a couple days of scratch fishing.
Yeah.
After, you know, you had a few days of spectacular, but two scratch days. And dude, sign me up for that third day.
Yeah.
I'll be scratching right along with you. It might be a good bite.
Yeah, no doubt
about it. Yeah. Well, let's jump back into the phones. Corey?
How about Ed calling from University City? Good morning, Ed.
What's up, Ed?
I've got kind of an albacore question.
Ooh.
Up in Washington, Oregon, you know, the fish have been coming in close, you know, 20, 30 miles. And, you know, the water's cold. And that does that have something to do with the albacore maybe getting a little closer to us?
You know, I'm not really sure. I know a lot of times up there where that when like that water's cold, it might be a little off color. It might have to do with bait. There kind of might be food in the area where they kind of want to be in. I know when that stuff came down outside of San Francisco, it was still pretty close. I think within like 35 miles. I don't even know how long it's been since we've seen one of those.
I know.
It's 2009 or 8 or something like that. But I remember there were days when it was really good. It was very close, you know, within 40 miles of home. The same areas that we would catch yellowfin and bluefin. So, you know, when that stuff does decide to show up, and hopefully it's sooner than later, but I can see it being able to reach on a full day trip.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's so commonly within 50 miles.
Yeah.
I've seen you guys run that distance more than once.
Oh, yeah. We've done that a few times. several times.
Which is a great option.
But,
seriously.
Yeah. I mean, if it's good, it's good.
Yeah.
So, but with that albacore fishing, when it gets good, it can be good. Oh, and, you know, you one-stop shop kind of a thing. So
it was always talked about, you know, 10-year cycles, and that kind of seemed to be a kind of a pattern, boy, it's certainly, we've extended past that. But the fishery is still really good. I know the albacore guys last year had better fishing than they had in several years previous to it. I mean, there was a lot of fish around.
It's healthy.
Exactly. That's the right word for it. It's a healthy population of fish. It just
needs to make the right trek.
Just a couple degrees, couple degrees down, boy, swing our way. It should be fun.
And it's amazing to think that fish, like, all the way from Japan, like, all the way from Western Pacific and swimming all the way this direction. And like you said, Rick, I mean, 2 degrees and they're in state of Washington.
That's it. Yeah,
or
totally.
They could be off Guadalupe, like by just 4 degrees, you know, it's pretty amazing.
It just needs to make the right turn.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun when it happens, though.
Dude, I'm already thinking about the table fair, man. Bring it on.
You had a good text, Corey?
I do. And it's more of a shout out to Taro and, it just says, great to hear him on the radio. And coming from L.A., the option for a bunk is great. And the operation on the Liberty has a is awesome, and he's a loyal customer. Keep up the great work, Taro, with a great crew. And it comes from John, the Calico Releasing Filipino. Thank you, John.
Good job, John.
Thank you, John.
That's cool. Well, I had another one that was just as fun. Says, Taro, are you aware that the Liberty is in the scene of the pilot episode of Baywatch? You can find it You can find it on YouTube. Too funny. Dan in San Diego, keep up the great work. Love fishing on your boat.
That is hilarious.
I think it blows up.
Okay.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that with Pamela Anderson running down the beach and the boat blows
it's
up?
It's like in the background or
really?
Something and it blows up, I think. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when this boat was up in Long Beach, because it's 63 years old, I think now, and it's had a very easy ocean life. So it was a film, it was a diving boat, and
it was a dive boat at one time.
I believe so. Yeah, it was out of Ventura.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it was used for a scene back there in the show, and it was like someone was swimming back to shore because the thing blew up in the background. And, yeah.
That's hilarious.
You talked about one of the things that I love so much about our fleet and our boats in general, and Taro, you're like a perfect example of that, is, you know, you talked about that boat being 60 years old.
Yeah.
It's literally in better shape today than the day that it rolled off the line. It is a better performing, efficient, comfortable. I mean, it's 60 years old, and it's better today than it was at day one.
And that's the great thing about our style of industry and boat is we're upkeeping it
constantly.
Every year.
Yeah.
Every year you can come down in like the off season, and there's owners and crew like doing things to their boats. So we're making our boats better. We're fixing things. We're keeping it up. You know. So like to feel safe and to feel that you're on a platform that is worthy is great.
Totally.
That's from your heart and pride. Like in the
You
mentioned 4 of the 6 years you put major things.
Work.
I mean, can I guess like the bait capacity?
The bait capacity.
Okay.
We redid the whole deck. We did the galley.
Fish hold?
The fish. Yeah. I mean, we were under a tarp for 4 out of 6 years.
That's crazy. But that's all for customer service.
Customer service and
safety
safety are at the top of the list.
Yeah.
When are you going to finally build your cockpit? Like
I've been talking to carpenters about maybe next year.
All right.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the albacore, really.
There
but
you go.
They're taking a little bit too long, so we're going to have to be pulling the trigger on that pretty soon.
That was one of my favorite Taro stories, was like, I know that you had wanted to allocate the money and time towards building a, you know, bits and wheelhouse, but instead completely redid the galley, and that was just because, you felt Sarah deserved the space, and,
we needed to redo it to make it more, to, like, make it easier.
It could have worked the way you had it, but that wasn't your style. You want to take care of
you
your...
You want to make it
take
smooth.
Take care of your crew first. Yeah.
We want to make it smooth.
That's cool. I dig it. It was, I really like it. Well, let's jump back into those phones, Corey.
How about Rich? Rich calling from Bradley. Good morning, Rich.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, good morning. Good
morning.
I love catching yellowtail. That's one of the reasons I come down to San Diego. But I'm a couple of, 2.5 hours north of Santa Barbara. So that feature of being able to take a nap on the way back into port, that's a huge deal. And along that same line, for being able to be, get back on the road and head back home, I'm wondering if you could kind of give us the details of fish care and you guys gill and gut them or get them filleted so that I can get right back on the road and get on back home.
At the end of the day, our crew will do whatever you want to them within regulation, obviously. But we gill and gut fish. We put them to where they're filleted, and the only thing you would need to do to take home would just be peel off the skin patch. On our offshore trips, all the tuna over 50 pounds are gill and gutted. Depending on the length of trip that we do, we offer the fillet service on like the bigger tuna. You know, those larger tuna, 100-plus pounders. Like on our short trips, we can do it. On our longer trips, we kind of like to keep them into the well just like so we don't touch them a bunch of times. But on our
better for the fish.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But every fish is bled. Every fish is cared for in 35 degree or colder water. So when we get back to the dock, you've got an excellent piece of sushi or a fish to put in the pan. You know,
some of your background.
Oh, that's awesome. That makes a big difference.
Yes.
Some of your background working with Sam and Brian and you know all the years spent on the American Angler were you know. Fish care was held to the highest regard.
Highest regard.
And I know that it stays the same with your operation.
Yeah. I mean, being Japanese, I want my grandma to come down and be like, oh, this is it. This looks good. So, I always like want to make sure that all of our pastures have a excellent piece of product coming off the docks. So.
It's not always seen on a shorter range trip, but I mean, you guys are just, it's spiked, it's bled, it's mm-hmm. into RSW.
Whether it's a whitefish, a yellowtail, a tuna, a bass.
Everything.
Everything.
You guys don't just do that program on a 100 pounder.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes a difference on any fish. So bled is, makes a huge, huge difference.
Even on a rockfish, you're clipping gills before they go out into that RSW. Yep. And what a difference that made, too. I mean, when you were growing up, a bass or a yellowtail, it lived in a gunny sack,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it got water sprayed on it
maybe
throughout
it got
the day.
Sprayed, yeah.
And now every fish you guys catch immediately is down into that cold seawater, and mm-hmm. it's held at a perfect temperature. And
it makes it so much nicer.
That's cool.
So much nicer.
It also makes fish that, like, were not sought after for food a big deal too. And I know you guys talk about all the time on the boat how much people keep skipjack and bonita and fish that just you know 10 years or 15 years to the prior, it just wasn't ever sought after for keeping fish.
You know, now that we've come into an age of ocean to table kind of a thing, we have a lot of passengers that do their own sushi and kind of do their own meals and stuff like that, and they can take a barracuda and make ceviche or bread it and make fish sticks.
But that's a fish that had such a bad rap.
But if they're cared for,
amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they're cared for, they are delicious. They are the whitest meat fish, nice and flaky. But they just need to be cared for, bled and kept ice or like in colder water, and it's great fish.
It gets me fired up because you mentioned skipjack and you mentioned bonito and
skipjack
barracuda.
Is like the number one pokey fish
in
Hawaii. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
They've got the firmness, they've got the flavor, and mm-hmm. that's what makes the Hawaiian poke what it is.
It's so good.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
But you take that same fish and you throw it in a gunny sack and you don't bleed it and you let it get mushy, it's inedible.
It's inedible, yeah.
I wouldn't feed it to my dogs.
Or tremendous on a bowl of rice that's cared for and cut up perfect.
Some
like,
of the
it's
best
crazy.
Sushi places serve bonito.
That's awesome.
Because that's some of the best sushi chefs will make bonito to where you won't even know it's
that's awesome.
It's amazing. It's fatty. It's good. But the only thing that it doesn't have the a commercial value is it's got the extreme short shelf life.
Right.
Like 2 days.
Yeah.
Like 3 days. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just needs to be cared for.
I know.
For.
That's it. That's
little
fun.
TLC.
Yeah.
All right,
who do we got next, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Hills, the one and only Hills from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hi, Hills.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Question for Captain Taro. I've been on your boat several times, and I've always had just fantastic time. A lot of it has to do with the crew that are just every single crew person has been so good and makes everything go great. And, you know, specifically I was going to ask about the person in the galley. Is the same person still there? Because last time my buddy and I spent – a lot of the trip down there just chatting with the chef because it was so much fun. But so do you still have the same galley person?
Sarah has been with us since we started in 2016, 2016, and she's been in sport fishing for longer than I have, and she actually just retired.
I didn't know that. Yeah, so wow.
Congratulations.
Well, congrats, Sarah. I'm so bummed. Yeah, happy so for her, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we're going to have some new faces in the galley, and it's still, we don't just choose anybody.
Exactly. You know, yeah, it's always been part of your program.
Yeah, exactly. So we want them to mesh. We want them to mesh with the crew and to mesh with the passengers and be like one of us. So
yeah, great.
So we're gonna have some new faces in the galley there.
Please don't tell me that the Wagyu burger's going.
No.
Okay. All right.
Keeping that one.
Okay.
Keeping that one.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. That, again, it's just one of those things that sets Liberty apart. You know, it's everything. It's elevated food experience, crew experience, fish handling. It's what you guys do, man. Everything is at the top. You should be really proud of it. It's really cool to watch.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're stoked. Hey, I had a fun text come through. It says, I really enjoy the show when you bring local captains on to share their experiences, and the Liberty is my favorite full-day boat, and I consider Taro at the top of the list. Can Taro talk about his personal fly line live bait setup for the Coronado Islands? Also, what can you do to maximize your opportunity to catch fish with the fly line? That's from DJ in San Diego.
My fly line bait setup, I have a couple different ones. You know, just depending on the areas that we're fishing, the grade of fish. I have a Trinidad 14 on a CalStar 270H. That's an 8-foot rod. And that's a perfect, like, 20 to 25-pound setup, which like you will use on a half-day boat, a three-quarter day, or a full-day trip, or smaller tuna if you're fishing offshore. And then I have another rod with the Trinidad 16 with a 30-pound.
Okay.
So I have a 20 or 25 and a 30, you know, it's just so if they're biting good or the yellowtail are a little bit bigger, we're fishing near rock. I have 30-pound just so I could pull just a little bit harder. And then the rod on that one, I have a couple of different rods. I either put that one on a 6480, which is a great 30-pound bait rod, along with the jig, along with being a jig rod too. But I have that on a 6480, or I use a 7.5-foot, which is I believe it's like a 875.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a couple different setups for that, and with yellowtail fishing at the Coronados, fluorocarbon is not like a super must. You can get away with just fishing monofilament.
Mm-hmm. But I love it for the abrasion resistance.
The abrasion resistance,
maybe you don't need it, you know, for the, you know, invisibility.
Maybe a little short piece.
Yeah.
You know, attached to your monofilament.
Especially with bluefin, man.
Especially with bluefin fishing and any type of tuna, fluorocarbon is needed for sure. It just helps. Island fishing, it's not super necessary, but you can add a little piece to your monofilament.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of like that monofilament kind of for stretch, and so I can pull a little harder without worrying about pulling hooks.
I like it.
Or like breaking stuff off.
That's a good one for sure.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, Corey, let's find out what's going on the water. It's time for that fishdope.com report.
I know we've got the Angler's Realtor on hold here, Yousef Husseini. It's brought to us by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier experience for processing. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. And Yousef Husseini, good morning.
What's up, Yousef?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. We're suffering through this crazy Arctic storm that we're having here. It's sprinkled multiple times throughout the show, but, you know, we're getting by.
1/100th of an inch so far. Yep. Bring it on.
I know. It's so crazy to say we're going to get rain, and this is what we get.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like somebody's spitting at us. Well, we've still got some good fishing going on.
there is tons of squid up in the Channel Islands area still. I mean, it's plugged. Up off of Santa Cruz, Santa Monica Bay, the bass fishing has slowed down a little bit. There is some decent sand bass fishing out off the artificial reefs. Long Beach area, Palo Verde, the halibut bite has started to pick up a little bit. And most of that stuff is being picked up close to wrecks like the Gambler. You know, you want to be on some hard bottom. Fishing squid if you have it, like squid. If not, you know, fin bait is great as well, 50 to 100 feet or so in that area. Catalina, the sea bass has slowed down, but it seems like the halibut fishing has picked up a little bit. Last week, beginning of the week, there was some decent sea bass showing from 10 to 50 pounds. This is going to be mostly in the green, kind of milky-ish water out there. Church Rock, the Salta Verde has been decent. That's where they've been seeing most of it. San Clemente, we don't really have any reports coming out of there right now. Dana Point area is starting to show up a little bit, the buoy line there, San Mateo. And there's been a lot of short halibut. None of the big ones have been seen yet, but the bite's been decent. Del Mar to Point Loma area, I don't really have much info as of right now. And the nados are cold and brown, 55-degree water. No reports out of there right now. The big report is tuna. We've got tuna down south, just northwest of the 475 on that ridge right there. It's basically directly across from west of the Bonda Bank. There's about a five-mile block of tunas out there that Mara's and some of the other boats off Ensenada and some of our local boats are getting in on. Haven't heard a ton about the action, but the tuna are definitely there.
That's awesome.
Well, we'll take that for a report in January. I mean, the Coronado Islands could use a little cleanup, but yeah. Some tuna around and squid up and down the beach and some biting fish, we can definitely take that for a late January report, you. So that doesn't sound like bad fishing at all.
Getting me excited, that's for sure.
I love it. Well, if somebody wants to keep in touch with what you got going on, the SoCal Home Evals, just a great person to have your back in the real estate game. What's the best way to keep in touch with everything with the Anglers Realtor?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169. You can get me on social media at calrealty.com. If you'd like a free home evaluation, you can get me at socalhomeeval.com. Or you can search my website at sportsmansrealty.com.
Awesome. Great report, and look forward to hearing again from you next week.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Yeah,
thanks, Yusuf.
It's a good one. And yeah. He mentioned some of that stuff, and I love this time of the year because the cold water could be dirty, but it could be cleaning up. Like, as our photo periods get longer during the day,
yeah,
and water temp comes up just a degree or two, a lot can happen.
A lot can happen really fast.
Yeah. Real fast.
Really fast.
I love it.
Yeah.
And that was brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries. And they're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health of the charging status by using an app on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor or at Anglers Marine or both Anaheim in Lakeside and Norsk Lithium batteries.
There it is. I had a fun text come through. I was surprised it took this long. Good morning, guys. The Liberty is my favorite yellowtail fishing sport boat. Taro, what is your favorite way to fish largemouth lures, jigs, and where is your favorite place to catch green bass, both above and below the border? Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Right now, I would say catching them on a football jig is pretty fun. You know, you're fishing with the bait caster. You don't have to have a spinning rod in your hand and
bouncing in structure.
You know, it's boom. Very similar to wintertime sand bass fishing.
Yeah,
you know, it's you are in there, you know, you're bouncing in the rocks and You're losing some jigs, but it's fun.
You get some Randy Lewis in you.
Oh yeah, no, it's fun, man. Like,
you gotta be losing them, otherwise you're not in the right spot.
Yeah, yeah. and then this is the time of year where you can also get a big one too. So, you know, 5 to 10 pounder, you know, it's kind of like bouncing the rocks, yeah. And they're feeding up to get fat for spawn. And
18 to 25 feet of water, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
Maybe 30,
but I like that 12 to 25 foot.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Yeah. And down across the border.
Favorite spot above and below?
Above the border, I would say El Cap.
Okay.
And Otay, because I grew up down in Chula Vista, so I fished Otay since I was in junior high school. And below the border, obviously it's El Salto for, you know, to like try to get a giant one. And both of you guys have been down there. So both of you guys know what I'm talking about.
I love it.
Have no idea. Which lake? Where?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. On that note, more from Taro and the Liberty when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life, to achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide, rule the water.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and talking bass fishing during the break there, man. I'm so fired up, man. Right?
So bad.
I know. Taro's so deep in it. But, yeah, anyway, thanks for joining us back here on Let's Talk Hookup. And so stoked to be back on The Fan. And I mean, I listen to Ben and Woods in the morning and Tony Gwynn Jr. and Gwynn and Chris in the afternoon, and just awesome station to be
in. No doubt, man. I feel the same way. It's what I listen to on the drive home, and I'm really proud to be back here. It's a lot of fun. Well, the phones are absolutely packed up. We have one single line open, Corey. I'm pretty sure it's
crazy?
The first line we've had open since
the whole
before
show.
The show started. It's been pretty busy.
You want to fill it up? 833-288-0973. Talk to Jeff there at the Fan, or you can text us via the app, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty at the end of the show.
Pretty sweet. Well, we had another fun text come through. Also a freshwater question for Taro, but says, Taro, you've talked both about fishing in the Sierras and fishing for largemouth. My question is, what is your favorite freshwater fish to target? Which is more challenging? And that's from Mike in Mission Viejo.
Oh, man. The most challenging for me, because I haven't done it a whole lot, are those Owens River winter bows.
Oh, ooh, that's cool.
Those are the most challenging, and I went up there a couple of off-seasons back and fished up there, and, you know, there were some passengers that I know that Doug Rodericks that owns Sierra Drifters is one of my buddies up there, and I called him. Some of that fishing up there is crazy. Right around now, really, from January, February-ish, those fish leave the lake and start to go up, and man, they are hard to catch.
That's like, cool.
Well, hard for me to catch. Like I just haven't done it a whole lot, and you're fishing in a river with a fly rod and some lighter line, and coming from fishing 100-pound test and for 100-pound tuna to like fishing with 7-pound test, and
your cast has to be perfect.
The cast has to be perfect. It's very technical, because your cast has to be perfect. Your mending and knowing what a bite is, knowing what a rock is, and it's challenging, man. But it's so fun and so rewarding, just because it's one of those things where I've fished up there ever since I was a kid, but I've never really done that style of fishing. And the scenery's great, and it's just one of those places I would love to go to. And that's, you know, I loved up there so much that we named our son after it.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's so cool. Awesome.
Yeah, so that's probably one of the toughest fish that I want to try to figure out.
I couldn't agree more. Like, I found the Sierras later in life than most. You know, a lot of people grew up going there, and that wasn't the case for me. Yeah. You know, in the last 10 years is when I love it up there. It's so different. It's so picturesque. And it's another place that you can do all types of fishing.
All types.
You can fish still water. You can fish fast water. You can fish big rivers. You can fish tiny creeks. You can hike your butt into somewhere and fish a lake that fish don't see anything. You can fish a high pressured water. Like, everything exists up there. And it's in the most rad place in the world to catch a fish.
It's family friendly.
Totally.
You know, going up there, it's family friendly.
Yeah. That's the thing I'm like living for is, you know, camping up there with my boys. Like, we've taken them both, but like, you know, we're big adventures and camping people, like, you know, renting the trailer up there, and like, that's made it real easy with the boys and the fam. And,
you're not far off.
Yeah,
I mean, from both with a bent rod.
Yeah,
man,
totally.
Fun.
Yeah, it's getting close, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we want to jump back into the text before we grab another phone call. I thought this one was perfect. We've talked about all the other outfits. It's from Brian and Larson. It says, Taro, you've talked about your perfect live bait outfit up and down. What is your favorite surface iron rod and reel combo for catching yellows at the Coronado Islands?
My favorite one right now, I mean, surface iron fishing and rods and reels have evolved since, you know, I've known you, Corey, since I was probably 14 or something.
Right? Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Since from way back then, I think I was using a
Newell.
I think I was using a Newell. I was using a 332 and I think a 540. And then now it's like I've fished a Trinidad 20A and a 100 mag, a Calstar 100 mag. But I can always go back to a Calstar 90J, a glass one, or a GG. 90J and a 20A is probably the most standard rod if you're just kind of getting into that style of fishing, or if you've been doing it for 25 years, you know.
The Trinidad definitely like revolutionized.
Oh,
we mentioned Newell.
Yeah, we mentioned Newell.
But that from that point, and you know, the Jigmaster, you can go all that way, right? But when that Trinidad came along,
oh, it just
Dude, the cranking
so
power.
Many doors.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
so many doors.
Oh yeah. Yeah
from
yeah.
a calico bass to a 150-pound bluefin tuna, you
but
have
it's
no
still,
problem with
still
that.
Today. Still yeah. today. Still today, yeah. is.
That
and
is the real.
It.
Yeah.
Like 18, like I don't know, 15, 18, 20 years, 22 years, somewhere in that zone.
Yeah.
The
I,
real.
I always love Doug telling the story. Like, Doug got to go back to Florida for like a special key dealers, like when they were introducing yeah. the reel. And, you know, he said he got to see it the first time. It was like, this thing is incredible, and it feels so good, and all these things. And then he turned the side plate over, and he saw that it was a 6.2 to 1 gear ratio. And he's looked at him and said, you ruined it. He goes, it was perfect. You know, this was obviously in the day of only fishing Penn 500s, you know, with a 4-to-1 gear ratio, and fishing a Newell that maybe had a 5-to-1 gear ratio. But the problem with the 5.5 Newells is it was so high that you had no
power.
Yeah. And he looked at it and said, like, this is it. It's going to kill it. And they just told him, like, don't. Just wait, just wait, and then yeah. and that was it. To have like all the power that those reels have, but still maintaining that high gear ratio,
it is insane.
It's just set the benchmark, and it's just carry it through. I mean, I'm biased, you know, from being in here, but I work in the tackle store and get to mess with every reel out there, and I still don't think that there's a reel that matches that for ease of casting and smoothness, but also still has the power. I mean, it's the one.
It's. If people don't know, I mean, you say cranking power, and we mention it often, yeah. but, dude, when you, like, that old style, and there are still some reels today, man. When you come tight, you cannot follow through.
Follow
yeah.
through.
But,
yeah.
but if you have experienced the Trinidad Revolution and the cranking power, it's, you literally can keep following through.
Yeah.
A 20-pound yellow wanting to go the other direction, you still have a boat winch
yeah.
happening.
Pretty
I
sweet.
Really
yeah. wish that I had one of those when I was working on that angler and, like, sport boats could fish at Cedros.
Right?
Yeah.
Because there were some places around there where, you know, you're catching a 30 to 50-pounder.
Yeah.
On the surface iron. And, I mean, trying to do it with, I think I was using a 533, one of the low, it was a 4.6,
uh-huh.
a 533, and a 9.3 Ulua, which I still have to this day. But trying to do it with that was just like, oh my goodness, dude, this is like, just like how Corey was saying, that like you just get stopped and you cannot go.
And on
you
a
just
good,
can't crank.
On a good trip, your drags
yeah.
are toast.
Oh,
like
your
you're having to
toast.
Replace, you know,
yeah.
you had one good trip.
Yeah.
You know, a good 5-day trip on the angler with good surface iron fishing, the drags were smoked by the end of the trip.
Yeah.
You know, you're having to replace them.
I know we're talking Trinidad, we're talking cranking power, and we're talking, like, yellows. But on that same note in the calico world,
bass, yeah.
that's where the tranks.
Right.
Seriously. Everywhere from the 150 to the 400 for me
yeah.
has changed the game equally. Yeah.
I use the tranks for cranking for bass.
Dude, are you kidding?
Crankbait like, fishing for bass is like it's so effortless.
Yes,
so effortless.
But you can have the 10XD, man.
Yeah. well, that's what I thought.
I know.
What I'm talking about.
I know you are. That's why I'm like,
you
can have it. I'll give you mine.
You just gotta get the sleep going.
Anyway, another fun text up through this one. It says, "Good morning, Rick, Corey, and Captain Taro. Taro, you are the man, and I love the Liberty. It's such a nice boat." Also, let alone, it's the only boat that my girlfriend will go fishing with me on due to the fact that she loves how clean and beautiful the bathrooms are. Can you explain a little bit more about the boat and the layout for those that haven't fished with you? Also, can't wait for your schedule starting up. I'll be on the first Coronado Islands trip on the Liberty in 2025. That's from Jay in Ocean Beach.
All right, Jay, thank you. You know, when we brought it down, we wanted to change things around to our style of fishing with, you know, at that time, I think we were taking 50-plus people on the boat, sonar-style fishing where it's boredom to chaos. You know, when we get on a school, it's anywhere from, you know, 1 to at up times 20, 25 fish going at the same time. So we needed room for people to move. So the space between the house and the rail is very easy for a couple guys to go back and forth without getting stuck, especially when we're trying to follow fish. The areas in the back of the boat are spacious for when there's fish laying on the deck. Guys aren't tripping over things. The galley has just got enough room for three people to walk right down the middle and not have a problem. Our bathrooms are all oversized with showers and
they're nicer tile, than the bathrooms at my house.
Yeah, tile floors.
And they're big. Like shower, if you're going to go in there and shower, you're not bouncing off of the wall and in between everything. I mean, it's very comfortable.
Very, very spacious. And we've done something to them every year to kind of make things better. Safer, we've added some grab handles in places around the boat, and we just laid out the boat to where it would be comfortable for everybody, and yet efficient for us as guys working on there.
Yeah.
So that was.
You've got a lot of long range background in your past, and your boat feels very much that. You know, it's got that feel to it. But you get to jump on in the morning, and you get to sleep in your own bed at night.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool combination of the two. Yeah. Well, why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike calling from Phoenix. Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question today is for Corey. Corey, we're going to come up and spend a week in Newport. And what setup would you use in the harbor or the bay or the shore for surfish or for a halibut?
Well, that actually, like Tara was mentioning earlier, like the jig and football head style. I mean, you could use that kind of a thing, like freshwater style in Newport Harbor and do well. Spinnerbait fishing, swim bait fishing. I mean, you could do it that way. There's actually, this time of the year, it could be really fun halibut fishing, like San Diego Bay, Newport, you know, all in the harbors because the water's a degree or two warmer. Mm-hmm. The bait's in there. Like you can catch a nice legal halibut in just 5 to 15 feet of water in
the bays.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I would look forward to having a great time and talk to local tackle shops there too, you know, and listen to Gundy. When Gundy calls in, I know we missed Gundy today, but everything he talks about is everything that you'll be able to do.
That's right.
Like from the surf to fish in the bay.
There
and
it is.
Look forward to having you in California. Have a good time.
Right on, Mike. Another fun text. Taro, my sons and I have been fishing with you since the Mission Bell days. Kent and Kai, always love fishing with you. We can't wait to come fishing with you aboard the Liberty. That's from Edwin in San Gabriel.
Yeah, I haven't seen Ed in a long time. I remember when Kai, he could barely see over the rail. He was tiny, probably 6 or 7 years old, maybe. Yeah, they're really good fishermen at that age. Those green boys, man, they're really good.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
cool. Good times. Hey, I think we've got a special report on the line there, Rick.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, we got Captain Mike from the Tribune on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing
hey,
great. Mike. Good morning.
You know what? A boat just sent in this morning. Captain Derek ran the trip. I'm still waiting for these things to get better. It's been very good fishing once again. Really, really good lean cod fishing. So far, three trips that we've had down there have been really good. If you look at our Facebook page or Instagram, the quality of lean cod that were coming up yesterday, and we don't have sardines. I don't know if it's any different in San Diego Bay, but this is all on the jig. And they ended up with 41 lean cod yesterday for 20 guys.
Man, so, dude, how fun is that?
To go with some reds. They did see a little bit of yellowtail, caught a little over 20 of those big bonitas. So rounded out 10 fish limits for the guys. And it was just, I mean, the quality of the fish down there. It's not those little, you know, you got to measure every one lean cod. They're good ones.
That's cool.
No, that sounds exciting. And bonito, I mean, you kind of excited there. Like 6-8 pounder? How big?
Yeah. Yeah, they're, you know, 7-8 pounds. They're big enough to pull some line. And he did see some yellows, and they did spend a little bit of time looking for bluefin on the way up, which I'm sure you guys know that I think the Old Glory got one on Friday night there. So that's, you know, a possibility on these trips. It's it hasn't been hard to knock out limits of, you know, fishermen go out and start looking and see if you can get a couple of chances in the dark on the heavy jig.
No, it's definitely good times right there. Mike, along with, you know, the last 3 weekends or so, do you have another trip coming up this following weekend?
Yeah, all through February. Another one this coming week. Trips through February. And if it starts looking like there's going to be some more bluefin, which I'm sure it was just a matter of time, we'll start looking into the possibility of adding those to the schedule throughout the week as well.
It sounds like a great plan.
Perfect.
And right out of Seaforth. And how does one book one of those? I think they have it on their bookings, right? Like you can just go online.
Yeah, and like you said, it's bit every weekend. You can go to seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. You can call Seaforth 619-224-3383. And like you said, take a look at our Facebook and Instagram. I mean, these are some good ones. I mean, it's been really fun fishing on the jig too. And there's been a couple of doubles, so nothing like getting a link caught on each side of the jig.
That's the best part is that it's all in the lure. Like I can only imagine how fun that must be to have the whole boat bent and catching big ones like that. You guys do such a good job showing off all the great pictures on social media, letting us know what you're up to. Mike, a great job. Again, if somebody wants to get in on the action, they can book it on the Seaforth website or just call the boys at the landing and look for the tribute.
Yep, and we'll be out again next week, and definitely appreciating the rain here. We needed this.
Yeah, right, right, roger exactly. That, buddy. All right, Mike, appreciate the phone call very much.
Thank you, guys.
Keep us in the loop. All right, appreciate that. Let's try and sneak one more in there, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Jim, our friend from National City? Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, cuz.
Hey, cuz. Good morning.
You guys always, Carl, you know, I caught your act way down when you were on the American Angler. You were fishing with Dave from the Tomahawk. Are you part of your crew down there on the American Angler? And you know, it was great. That's the first time I encountered you, and I've known you through the years. But basically, I wanted to say I'll see you for sure July 20th. Me and my son have booked that Let's Talk hookup trip, that two-day trip. But I hope to see you before then. But anyway, for sure, God willing, July 20th, we'll see you on that Let's Talk hookup trip, and keep up the good work, and congratulations on your little guy there. Him and Wyatt get together. I don't know if I want to be around. Those two are 10 years old, man. I don't know.
It's going to be fun. It won't be fun time.
It won't be any fish lift for you, Jim.
appreciate the
phone. So anyway, keep up the good work, Carl, and catch your act later, cuz.
All righty, cuz. Thank you. It's great talking to you.
You have so many fans, Taro. I mean, the texts are just crazy.
Well, I've known Jim for a while.
Yeah, I mean, Jim, he's awesome. But the texts are just, it's endless. Seriously. And just how much they love the boat and the crew. And
it's just like this one. Yeah. I followed Taro from the Mission Bell to the San Diego, now the Liberty. He's built such a beautiful boat and an even better crew. I love the fact that all of you full-day boats work together. It's pretty cool that all the captains are friends. I can't wait for that story that you talked about earlier with the three of you fishing together. I have to know, though, how competitive are they with each other? Personally, I try to beat my brother at everything we do. Same for you guys? That's from Mike in San Diego.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cameron that just bought the Mission Bell, Cameron and I talk daily.
Cameron.
Yeah.
Captain Shrimp.
Yeah.
Gotta mention it.
No,
sorry,
we're pretty competitive.
It's all out of love.
You know? And it is all out of love, and it's kind of the it's like the competitiveness that'll make each other better.
Yeah.
You know, we're pushing each other and to like try harder and think outside the box and
Best kind of competition.
Yes.
Yeah.
It enhances the experience for the angler.
100%.
Yeah.
Because if the guy's not into it and they're not fishing hard, it's just one of those things where
it's slack sack.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, totally. Nothing worse than this.
Yeah.
Slack sack.
And you know, even if we're on the losing end of things, it's like, all right, man, that was a super good day, but. You know, like there's always going to be a winner. There's always going to be a loser, but it's the fun part of the things that does.
Losing it just being a handful of yellowtails less, right?
That's it.
Hey, we're going to be right back. More with Liberty and Taro when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app in 97.3 The Fan.